Thousands of people from around the world are starting to gather in Johannesburg, South Africa, for a United Nations meeting, the World Summit on Sustainable Development. It's the 10-year follow-up to the Rio Earth Summit, but the issues have changed in the last decade. In Rio, national governments asked what they could do to help development and the global environment. In Johannesburg, the question is whether there is a will to turn big promises into action. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
10 years ago, the Earth Summit brought together more than 100 heads of state, everybody who was anybody in world politics, from then-President George Bush to Cuban President Fidel Castro. The rhetoric was lofty, and so were the promises.
Rio was a wonderful success that went nowhere.
Gus Speth is an old hand on the environment scene. He's now Dean of Forestry and Environmental Studies at Yale University. He says the success in Rio included two promising environmental treaties, including the Framework Convention on Climate Change and a treaty on biodiversity. Speth says those promises haven't led much of anywhere, though, in part because the U.S. backed away from the climate treaty and refused to join the biodiversity pact.
The countries that are parties to it haven't done anything to implement the convention in any way that helps to protect biodiversity.
Rich nations also pledged to help the developing world with an outpouring of foreign aid for development. That didn't materialize either, even though the world's rich nations got considerably richer.
Development assistance declined around the world by 20-25%, rather than doubling as the commitment was.
With these failed promises as a backdrop, organizers of the follow-up meeting aren't even asking the world leaders who will gather in Johannesburg to sign new treaties. Nitin Desai is the meeting's secretary general.
What we want out of this is not just declarations. What we want out of this is commitments at a programmatic level for action.
And here the focus is much more on development instead of the big environmental pacts produced in Rio. Building fresh water supplies and increasing sanitation. Developing improved strains of rice. Focusing on education and trade policy and health, especially AIDS.
What is the point in talking about strengthening agricultural research and extension if, say, a third of your agricultural research and extension workers are going to succumb to AIDS? What's the point in talking about universal education if teachers die of AIDS, as they are in Zambia right now?
Aspirations for the meeting focus more on the plight of humanity than on the planet. Environmental issues aren't being entirely sidelined in Johannesburg, but they are being viewed more in the context of development. For example, Desai says, consider a basic development issue in his home country of India.
Most women cook on open wood stoves using firewood inside the house. And they ingest smoke, which is the equivalent of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. Now, if I had an intervention which improved this form of cooking energy, I'd be solving 3 problems. I'd be solving a developmental problem of meeting energy needs. I'd be solving an environmental problem of saving forests, and I'd be solving a social problem, which is women's health.
It is a bit incongruous that world leaders from most major countries are gathering in Johannesburg to discuss problems like this. You wouldn't use a treaty that requires signatures and ratification in foreign capitals to improve India's kitchens. But problems like this do require will and money and practical solutions. Governments aren't expected to bring lots of new money to the table in Johannesburg, and a few major leaders, including President Bush, aren't even pledging to attend the meeting. But Sunil Shah from the Center for Global Development in Washington, D.C., says the army of lower-level attendees can use the World Summit on Sustainable Development, WSSD, to grapple with the tough, practical questions of development.
What has worked and what hasn't worked, and how can we change the system to make it better? To deliver the services, to have development happen. And what WSSD can really offer is a discussion with the various groups, the implementers as well as the policymakers, on how to make it more effective.
The head of the conference, Nitin Desai, is counting on many small successes at the meeting to add up to something meaningful. He says if Rio presented a roadmap to guide development, maybe diplomats in Johannesburg can start picking the routes to navigate that map.
I hope what it puts on the agenda is the notion that at long last we actually manage to get to grips with how do we get things done. Unless we do that, we are going to discredit the whole process. We have to show results on the ground.
And Desai sees this meeting as the last chance. There is no further follow-up on the world calendar. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.